I'm lazy. I can tell, like, watching sports. I was watching a football game, and I'm sitting on my couch, and I was going to get something to drink out of the refrigerator. Right when I get up, one team kicked off to the other team. And before I could get back, the guy ran a 100-yard kickoff return, and I missed it. The guy ran 100 yards before I could get 3 to maybe 4 yards. That guy also had 11 people really trying not to let him run 100 yards. I didn't have an ottoman in my way. It was wide open. I tell people I got to get back in shape. I've never been in shape, you know? Like, most people, like, if I can get back to my 20s, I would have to go back to 7. If I could get back to when I was 7, I was just killing it.
Cooking, son. Oh, hey. I got
things in your way.
It's not a car, it's not a house.
Whatever the most important thing is for you, you know?
I'm going to run into something.
You can make millions off of nonsense.
The characters themselves.
What up?
This is the formula.
All right, we're rolling. What's going on? Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the formula.
Damn, just so monotone about it.
Yeah, man, it's nice, peaceful, nice breeze out here. There's no reason to.
Every episode. What up, people?
Yeah, I roll with the mood of the day.
Mood of the day?
Yeah.
We've done podcasts during thunderstorms. And you've just been, hello, people.
Nah, I'm sure it's been more like.
We could listen to like 50 podcasts in a row.
That's true.
And I'm telling you, it's just. What's going on, people?
I pick it up. I like to start off.
Tell them.
It's like a jazz session, you know? It's like a quiet storm.
Tap, you start.
Yeah. You pick up the groove, you know?
Welcome.
Welcome to the formula. That was like, I like that.
Okay. I'll give you the welcome to the formula. I'll give you that one. So what up? Another wonderful day to do a podcast.
Yeah, it's been a good week.
Definitely.
Weather-wise in Pittsburgh. And
we are live from the Frick of Park.
And it's a beautiful day. And maybe one of the
last beautiful days we might have.
Yeah. it's hard to determine where weather's going to go. So.
Yeah. It's supposed to rain this whole week. But it doesn't, like, I think it's supposed to, like, maybe thunderstorm Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. But this is Darnell. Black Dynamite with a little more hair on his chest. I do my intro.
Okay. Not forgetting about yourself.
Right. I think it's important, just in case there's a new listener.
Well, I'm...
Separate us, you know, so they don't have to be like, which one's which?
I'm pretty sure they know which one's which.
If they don't know the names, how are they going to separate it?
Look, man. It's something about my voice. This is yours truly. This is a, you know, you got Caesar, a.k.a. Chauncey, a.k.a. the New Age Phil Jackson, a.k.a. It's live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely not in New York's.
Look, man. Yeah, I'm just trying to go with the flow, man.
Right. New Age Phil Jackson, you told me about a little coaching you've been doing over the week.
Oh, yeah.
Or attempt at a coaching gig.
Look, man.
Slight coaching.
My body can't do what my mind wants it to do all the time because I work like 60-odd hours a week. And it's physical labor. So by the time I get done with work, it's just like, look, man, I'm spent. I'll give you the rest of the juice I got left. Well, last Sunday, before we did the podcast, played a little basketball. This young man, he said he was trying out for CCAC's basketball team. Oh, homeboy had some game, but he didn't. He could be better.
Right.
And I can see the potential in people. And basketball is sort of my forte. So when it comes to building champions, you know, making some excellent shooters, you know what I'm saying? Working on your defense game, your pass game, your dribbling, making you an all-around player. I can do that.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? What we decided to do is we're going to you know, every day in the week. And I'll link up with him after work, and we go like 3 hours straight.
That might be too much, man.
Look, man. And Charles was Saturday.
Oh, dang.
I didn't make the timeline.
Yeah.
But if he wants to compete, get up with the timeline. Yeah. No, you're right. It might have been a little rough.
Yeah.
Because more or less, he would go to tryouts or like, work out and go run. Mm. But I tried to prepare him ahead of time, telling him what foods to eat, telling him what to drink.
Was he mostly in decent water. Shape?
Yeah, like a pear.
Oh.
that's the type of shape he was in. I don't know, or a peach, whatever you want to call him. He was roundish.
Yeah.
He was a quick round gather.
Okay, cool.
So it's like,
he had hoop skills, but he wasn't like in shape.
Yeah, he was okay. Like, I want to give him, it was like five.
He was like Earthquake. You remember Earthquake
seven,
from N1?
5, 8, 9. No. I remember Escalade.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. My bad. That's
like Earthquake.
My bad.
I watched a lot of N1.
Earthquake was from, he's a stand-up comedian. My bad.
You think this is a joke right now?
No. I just got two people mixed up. Yeah, Escalade, though. Escalade was, even though he's big, he might cross somebody up real quick. No. Dunk on somebody. He has some moves.
The thing is, when I was training this dude, I had to train him on the level of, you're small. I'm small.
Right.
Like, I try not to acknowledge that. But height-wise...
And basketball standards.
Oh, yeah. And basketball standards. I am a miniature pincher. Like,
right.
I'm fierce, but I have to shoot through, like, trees every time I want to put the ball in the basket. So I was teaching him the ways.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why is it so easy for me to take the ball off and, you know, smack it out of your hand? It's because you play little. Because we the same height. You right. Just play little. So, we went Tuesday, Wednesday, and we were supposed to go, you know, Thursday and Friday as well. Buddy kind of like just backed out.
Dang. Working him too hard.
I'm not saying I wasn't working him hard.
Oh, snap.
That deer, yeah, there's a deer, a fast-ass deer that just ran through Frick Park.
I thought it had his eyes on something, but...
Trying to stay with some dogs. Yeah, so I had him going all types of like dribbling drills and fadeaways and just working him out.
Yeah.
But he, no matter what the task was, he would quit. He'd quit before we'd get to the end. So I had him do a minute of mountain climbers.
Yeah.
You know what mountain climbers are?
Yeah, it's a tough workout.
It's not about so much the speed of how you do it. It's just about finishing it.
Right.
He would die. Like,
yeah, it's obviously an out of shape guy. He sounds pear shaped.
Look, man.
Sounds like
I don't
take
judge.
It easy.
I don't judge.
I'm just saying, you gotta be a little lenient on it.
Okay.
On somebody's first couple of workouts, you can't expect them to.
Our first couple of workouts are the only couple of workouts we had.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't expect him. You gotta be able to use those to assess where he is.
I assess
like an assessment.
I was assessing him. But the thing was, if you can't do the small things, because a minute for his mountain climbers for me, that's nothing.
But that's you. That's what I'm saying. It's a person. Yeah, you gotta, everybody's different.
I know that. The timeline he gave me to get this shit done, if we were permitted a couple of weeks, okay,
right,
we could,
right.
30 seconds here, 20 seconds here.
Right.
No. You're about to play basketball, trying to get into a starting position, and running up and down these courts.
Right.
If you can't run in place.
Yes. Hey, you just got to tell him maybe next year. You got a lot to. Basketball is a lot of running.
It is, and he can play.
But this, yeah, it's not just playing, though. Once you're playing in a team atmosphere, you got to be able to go up and down the court. If you can't survive that.
Even the coach was telling me, if he can't run, he's not playing.
There's no way to play basketball. Like a game in a team sport, and the way basketball is, You can't make an up and down the court.
He can jog. He's just not fast. He's not fast. He's not durable.
But the thing, you got to keep up with people. It's going to be 4 and 5 for like the first 10 seconds every time.
Hence the reason why I couldn't take it easy, you.
Man,
I knew the formula to put him together.
Right.
And it wouldn't have been so bad if he hydrated the way he is supposed to.
That's always the big issue.
When I first spoke to him, I said, I need you to drink a lot of water. I mean, a lot of water.
2 gallons.
Exactly. I just like, when you take a piss, that shit should be crystal clear. I was like, if there's any hint in there of some type of darkness, you are dehydrated.
Yeah. Or if you... I know, if you take vitamins, though, it's still a little... There's always like a little heat.
He ain't taking no vitamins. I gave him, look, I said, I need you to go buy a bunch of apples. And just, I just, you look like a snack eater. I just like, just go buy a bag of apples. He's like, oh, I ain't got no money, man. I don't get paid till Friday. I said, here's $5. Go buy some apples. Go buy a bag. Hey, yo, look at the puppy. Look at the puppy. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't think that's a puppy, though.
That's a full-grown puppy.
It's a small dog.
It is. I'm surprised you walking in without a leash. But,
Man, it's okay. Yeah, you remind me from a distance. I thought you were Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, I was like, is that Martin Lawrence?
Oh, man.
Hey, it would have been a good surprise, right?
Big Mama's house, though. You know, I'm putting out that Bad Boys 3 song.
He said, Martin Lawrence, that. I know it's the part. That's the part. That's what that is.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's what Martin used to do the part.
You know, when I seen dude the next day, I said, hey, so you eat some apples today? You know what I'm saying? You try to stay a little bit more healthy or drink a bunch of water? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And I was just like, why are you lying? Stop lying.
All right.
I'm not lying. It's like you're lying. Like every time you say you're not lying, you say it, and you look off into the distance. It's like you can't even keep a straight face. I just like just be honest. Did you eat apples? He said, yeah, I ate apples. As like you bought a bag of apples. I mean, nah, but like I went to McDonald's and got some apples. I'm like,
I took your $5 and went to McDonald's.
I'm like, oh man. Look, man, I didn't even sweat it, man. But my thing is, you're cheating yourself.
Yeah, that's all it comes
down
to.
You're not cheating me.
Right.
I can play. Not like I want to, but I can.
Right.
So, he had tryouts on Saturday. I don't know if he made it or not.
Did you text him or anything? Give him a call?
No, he didn't. No call, no show. I done called him and texted him. Ain't nobody's dad. Nobody's, you know what I'm saying, caregiver.
He's trying to help him out.
Look, man, I work 10-hour days. And then I drive a 45-minute commute to go meet him. To train him for 3 hours. So my commitment level, I think it's exceeded the daily dose.
The reason why I'm telling you this is because I told you, some of y'all playing. Stop playing. You playing. Stop playing. You talk about you want to be successful, right? And you calling me saying, E.T., my coach told me to do this. It's too much. My teacher told me to do this. It's too much. Let me tell you something. It ain't too much if you really want it. It ain't never too much if you really want it. It ain't, listen to me. As a matter of fact, it ain't enough. You better hear me. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I didn't get to the Detroit. I'm from Detroit. I didn't get to the Palace till almost 20 years afterwards. You think I stopped at 10? You think I stopped at 15? You think I stopped at 19? You better believe it, baby. I put in too much. I invested too much. Sweat equity. I put in too much to quit now. Are you hearing me? So first of all, stop playing. You playing yourself. Stop tripping. You ain't serious. If you say it's too much, if you say you can't do no more, it means you don't want it. You're not willing to make the investment. So I got 3 principles, baby. As we get into this, baby, as we get into this thing, I got 3 principles, right? Not 3, because we did the interview.
No, man. I started
the year off.
But the thing is, I stayed away from the scale too long. I was just using my visual assessment. You know, I was just looking in that mirror. You know, like, hey, I ain't too bad. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only thing that counts. Being pleased with yourself.
Yeah.
If you're eating properly and you look good.
But that's the thing. I wasn't eating too properly.
What you mean? You off that chicken and broccoli?
I was still doing the chicken and broccoli, but it was a lot of cakes and pies in between the chicken and broccoli.
Wow.
So a lot of
Danish.
A lot of bad stuff in between. So I kind of just, I was making excuses, you know. I hurt my knee.
That's why when me and Smoke and you went to go play basketball, you couldn't keep up? Them Danishes? Them cakes and pies?
Yeah, especially that day. I think that day I had a bunch of cake.
You're so fat.
Yeah, man, I'm a fat guy. It's just...
You're fat at home.
I had it well. but I stepped on the scale, weighing in at a 216. Whew!
Is that the most you ever weigh?
It's not the most ever weight. The most ever weight was 222, but it was in a bad 222. It was a time when I was participating in college athletics. I was playing some college football.
Okay.
And so I was a little beefy.
Was you playing for Seton Hall at the time?
Seton Hill. Yeah, Seton Hall's a little higher, so I like to make sure people don't think.
I didn't even know there was a difference.
Yeah,
you're talking to guys.
Seton Hall's, I think, it's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I'm just off of them being in the... They popped up in the March Madness tournament every once in a while. They make the NCAA tournament in basketball.
So. Yeah.
But, I stepped in... 222 is my highest I've been. But I was, like... I was so strong then. So I had a lot of muscle on me. But it was some fat, too. But it was, like, a good... It was, like, a solid 220.
Don't you be in the gym, like, every day?
Yeah, but that's... You still can get fat. That's why I'm saying, that's why I didn't look too bad, you know? I'll look in the mirror and be like, you know what? Things ain't that bad. It's important that I needed. The saying goes, what gets measured gets managed. So, if you don't measure anything, you won't be able to manage it. So, just me stepping on the scale just made me aware of where I was, how different from where I thought I was at and where I was actually at. So
how much weight are you trying to lose?
I'm going to lose 16 pounds.
So you want to be a solid 200?
Yeah, I'm going to go for 200. And I'm going to start weighing myself every Sunday. Do the three pitchers, you know, front, back, side. And then I'll do my measurements. Waist, quads, calves, chest. So every week is going to be, I'm going to have everything down. Each week I'll do a meal assessment, meal prep. So right now my calorie count is at 2,200. Everything's going to be down to a T. I just want to do this for 2 months. I think next week I'm going to bump up my calories because I don't want to lose weight too fast. So just to be able to maintain. Because this week I weighed myself earlier this morning and I weighed in at 207. So I've already lost 9 pounds.
So maybe it's like that, you know what I'm saying? You ain't hit the restroom yet, you know what I'm saying? You ain't get rid of the previous meals.
Yeah, the last time I weighed before that, I did weigh myself at the end of the day. And this time I weighed myself at the beginning of the day.
You know what I'm saying? You had all that pound cake sitting in there.
Woo, it was bad. And this past week I've been doing cardio. I've added cardio to my workouts. I still do about a 40 to hour of weightlifting. But I added 20 to 25 minutes of cardio each day. So I do like, either I get on the stepper, go out and run sprints, jump rope, just for like 20 to 25 minutes.
Okay. I just bought my armband for my phone so I can do some unfortunate running.
Yeah.
So.
I went for my first run in about 3 months today.
Yeah. How was it?
It was good. The first 5 minutes was rough, but then once I got into a little groove, just my body adjusting to me jogging, it started to feel good. So I ran for about 23 minutes. It wasn't that far. Just a little, went around my neighborhood a little bit, ran a couple hills.
Yeah.
Hey, I had the music in my ears, you know, just.
Motivated.
Yeah, man, just. Just cruising.
Some of my, I guess you could say my diet plan is a lot of eating right. So I try to consume a lot of water. If far as alcohol goes, I try to just tone down on that. I have been eating a lot of lamb this week.
Yeah.
I like lamb. I had some lamb shoulders, some lamb leg.
I don't know much about lamb, so I can't really say anything.
Lamb is delicious.
Except gyros.
No. Lamb is probably the one of the leanest meats you can eat.
Bison.
Yeah, I don't come past bison that often. I don't even know where bison chills at. Like.
They sell it at the market districts and stuff, though. And down Strip District.
Yeah.
Get your hands on some bison. But I've never bought bison, just from restaurants. Anytime I go to Burger Tour, that's what I get, bison. For my meat. So delicious. Makes you feel like a lion, because lions take down bison, you know. Just...
I thought what do I get when I go there? I think I get the dry-aged Wagyu. Is that the meat or is that cheese?
I think that's not the cheese.
Look, man. Look. I click on that. Not that I click First on that. I check like that box.
Yeah, that's definitely not the meat. That's
you sure?
Positive. That's...
It's Google worthy.
Yeah. Google it. See what dry aged... Sounds like cheese. That one's dry aged Wagyu.
Wagyu.
Wagyu. Yeah.
Say it with your chest.
So unfamiliar to that. To Wagyu. I don't know. But yeah, I switched up my diet a little bit too. Usually my diet's pretty boring, you know. I got me a Ninja blender.
What's that doing for you?
Helping me make some decent smoothies. Protein shakes.
What's the difference between that and a blender?
It's just a brand of a blender. It's not.
It's a name brand blender.
It's a blender. It's just called a Ninja. That's why I said Ninja Blender, because that's the brand. It's a blender. That's all it is. There's nothing special about it. Except it got like Ninja Blades on it.
Wagyu is definitely beef.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All wrong. Dang. My bad.
Look, man. last week, you was just like, nah, that's wrong. Nah. Google strong now. Google strong.
I bet I never had
Google certified.
I never had the Wagyu. I get out of
it is bomb.
Oh, okay. So what part of the... So it's beef, so... What part of the cow is it that would be called, considered Wagyu?
Put a search back there.
My bad. You don't have to.
It's all right.
Just a little curious now. But next time I go to Burgatory, that's when I'll be getting the Wagyu.
Dre's Wagyu standing rib roast. Some type of ribeye.
Okay. Sure should work. Give it a try next time.
They got it listed up there with the Kobe. Kobe!
Yeah, man. I added sweet potatoes. I'm still doing like a sweet potato mash.
Yeah.
Almond milk. I use almond milk now.
Almonds don't make milk, man. Just stop saying it. Like, almonds don't make milk.
It's just like filtered water. It's like this milk comes the process from, goes from.
Milk comes from animals.
Yeah, and they just call it almond milk. It should just be called like almond liquid. I guess almond milk just sounds more.
Almond juice, like.
I guess you could say, yeah, you could call it a juice. But
I'm offended that they call, like, what coconuts produce, like, coconut milk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that
should be coconut water.
Right? Yeah. They do have coconut water.
Or coconut. You could call it juice. You might as well just keep it at juice. Juice is understandable in all senses. Milk, you start questioning it.
It's not milk, call it man. Milk. What really is milk? You just gonna call it a white substance?
Yeah, right. Milk comes from animals, so you gotta change the name.
So I guess men produce milk?
I mean, why would men produce milk?
Just put two and two together. If we're calling just any white substance milk.
No, we're calling milk the nutritious stuff for babies.
I've heard it's nutritious. And it comes from babies.
But just like cows, goat, all of the animals. Female, humans make breast milk. There was a football player that used to drink female breast milk. Jamal Anderson,
yeah.
former Falcon running back. He was real big on just drinking breast milk. It's good for our recovery. Muscle recovery.
Is it?
Yeah, they say...
I thought it's supposed to be good for bones.
Bones, muscle recovery. They say it's good, like, if a baby has a cut, if you put, like, breast milk on a cut, it's supposed to help it heal faster or something.
What about adults? Can we use breast milk?
I don't know if we can use it like that. I think it's still something in the baby's, since it's still developing everything.
I know some people are really saving some kids. We can put it to the test.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, can I get a liter of that breast milk?
Spray it on any cut you get.
You guys want some of this?
See if it just closes up. Just watch it. But yeah, man. Yeah, I've just been trying to touch up on paying attention to what I'm eating. And, yeah, just use the next couple of months to get back into shape. It's about that time.
Eating good, making you feel good?
Yeah, it actually has been. Sleeping real good, getting up around hour earlier than I usually do, so around like 8:30 every day. Hit the gym. I had this weird thing that happened though. Midweek, my telecom system for my Verizon thing started going off randomly in the middle of the night. Just started beeping, right?
What
woke
the?
Me up. It's that little thing that your modem's connected to.
Okay. It makes noise.
It randomly start beeping. I'm like, what is going on?
You got a bomb in your house?
I pushed some of the buttons that went off, went back to sleep. And then I had a dream my actual alarm went off. So I got up, right? And then I started preparing for my morning, like my alarm went off, right? So I took these like pre-workout drinks before I go to the gym. I took my pre-workout drink and then I looked at the clock and I was like, yo, it's like 7:00. I was up like 2 hours earlier than I wanted to be, like an hour and a half earlier than I wanted to be.
So what'd you do?
I just ended up going to work out. I was like, God, I was so angry. It's like, what happened?
This message has been brought to you by Verizon. We'd like to say thank you, Verizon.
Right? It just knocked me off my course, man. It was weird. I don't know.
It was the Horizon.
It's been a good week. It's getting back to it, you know. Actually paying attention. Getting the legs out, filling them out. Yeah, man. I guess you didn't catch a Steeler game today.
No. Cool. I was doing some napping.
Okay, it was a rough one, man. Not a fun one to watch.
I mean, they won though, right?
They won. They won. So.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, what it comes down to is a win.
I heard that Ben Roethlisberger is no longer with us.
temporarily. No one knows how long yet, though.
What type of injury was it?
Some leg injury. Knee area. They really weren't too...
Did he go down grabbing his knee, or...?
He went down grabbing his whole leg, so it was hard to kind of tell where he was grabbing.
Huh.
But knee is always the prime area for trouble.
The coaches were concerned
that... so Mike Vick got a little play in. And he didn't look too confident.
He didn't look confident?
Nah, he didn't look too confident. I guess no one was ready for this. This happened too soon.
I called it. They said it was going to happen.
They said what was going to happen?
He was going to get hurt and you have to put Vic in.
Yeah, he always
But I also said he was going to perform. So for the fact that he didn't seem confident, that sort of...
Oh, yeah, it was bad. The good thing, there was a lead. We had a lead, and all he had to do was survive.
I read the stats, yeah. He was -2 in yards.
Oh, it was bad.
He had a fumble?
He almost threw an interception. It was like, he did fumble. He did fumble. But one of our teammates got on it, so it wasn't a costly fumble. Le'Veon Bell had a good game, though. Antonio Brown had a good game. The people you expect to have a good game still did good. But, yeah, we only scored nine points with Ben. Then we got a field goal because Le'Veon Bell started, you know, getting a little running room and making his way like a star player can do, man. So Vic was looking. Hopefully now he has a whole week to prepare. So we'll see how this week turns out. Obviously throwing somebody in, you can't judge him on this.
but he didn't look.
Pittsburgh fans are passing judgment, strong.
Yeah, easily. This was that's what Pittsburgh fans do. And if he does bad, man, they're gonna. It's gonna be hard for him because he has the whole the dog fighting thing.
He didn't fight no dogs, man.
Yeah, but the thing behind him and him he coming to Pittsburgh and people protesting and doing all that bullcrap.
He didn't fight no dogs.
It's just gonna be so much noise if he doesn't do well. Also,
the thing is, he didn't make no noise coming here. Yeah, that was just us,
right? And the team didn't make any noise.
Nobody said anything. Right. He's just a working man trying to do his
job. The truth behind it is so silly because he donates more money to like animal activists than any other player in the league.
Nothing is going to wash away his sins. Nothing. Nothing at all. They will forever hold that over his head.
He actually went to prison for this. Served time. Did everything you can do to say, apologize. Did everything you can do to say.
He didn't even fight no dogs. That's all I got to say. What you're accusing him of, he didn't even do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a proven fact. He didn't fight a dog. Oh, he knew what was going on, and he was raised in that type of lifestyle. Okay, so if you know somebody that is doing something wrong, and they live with you, that makes you the same person then, right? Because that's exactly how we're looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we understand how... I don't know how we ignore... Since we're way over here... Dogfighting is huge in the South. The South, I don't think we realize what goes on over there. And we think it's something that just never happens. Dogfighting happens. It's a horrible thing. But this is a country where a lot of crazy things happen. We have bullfighting. We watch people tase bulls and ride them. There's a lot of animal cruelty that goes on. And you just allow it to happen. It's not like... I guess since people have dogs, they feel a little more lenient to feelings of dogs. And
they're more intertwined with it.
Yeah, right. But yeah, we need a more across-the-field approach to things. How we see humans, animals.
It's like whenever you hear that, Asian people are, cutting up dogs and cats and cooking them up.
Right, yeah.
To them, it's just like... They animals and it's meat.
Right, yeah.
So it's just like, but we love it. It's just, it's my friend.
You can throw a sweater on it over here.
It's very fashionable.
And over in Asia, they're skinning them, so two different views of animals.
Yes, that's not good.
It's not. So hopefully he has a good week so you don't have to hear that noise again.
He's going to hear it regardless.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
You get in trouble. She just gave us the illest look. There was like a little 2-year-old.
Cute little baby running around.
Running around out here. She gave me and Darnell the illest look possible. What else you got on that list over there?
A bunch of different things. I went to the... there was this cool thing that happened in the game. They got this new concussion protocol.
Yeah.
That is being enforced this year.
Does it have anything to do with the movie Will Smith is in called Concussion?
If you want to go to the original story of where that movie came from, yeah.
And it's based in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right. You know who's based on the first big case of concussions?
Who?
Mike Webster. He was he played in the 70s when the Steelers won all them Super Bowls.
Huh.
He was like a starting center, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's part of the Curtains?
He's on offense, so he wasn't part of the Steel Curtain. Steel Curtain was the defense. So. But, yeah, so they got this crazy concussion protocol. There's actually a person at all times watching, like a medical assistant watching the cameras to see who may have caught, who got head contact that could create a concussion, even if they don't say it. So they can randomly just stop the game and pull a player out and be like, all right, last play, he caught a knee to the head. We're going to
put him through the concussion protocol. So, and that happened during the game, during the Steeler game.
I feel like that can drastically change the results for fantasy football people.
It could, yeah, it could, because they could just pull him out. Dude had to, the player Blake, he had pulled him out, had to go to the back, and what if he missed like a whole series.
They can do that to star players all day.
If you really... No, but they have a reason. They have to have a reason. They show the replay. If you, it got to be head contact.
Okay, but if they're perfectly fine and you take Le'Veon Bell out the game to some, oh, you might have a concussion and we lose.
But it's, nah, but the thing is, they only, it's not like they keep him out forever. They only kept him out. Blake probably missed about 4 plays.
Those could be crucial plays.
That's very true, but it's more important to make sure he doesn't have a concussion. They're literally just playing a game. You don't want to ruin somebody's life for a game. It's not worth it.
Tell that to... She spilled real bad. Tell that to all the Pittsburgh fans when we're walking around looking for this ring number 7.
Yeah, but... Oh, man, that whole way of thinking. I think...
Pittsburgh fans do not care about no concussions.
Right, I think the... She's cruising around this park.
Yeah,
I think we've seen her like three, four times.
She must not be going far, because she's just walking.
Yeah, where is she cutting through? Cut through or something? Mm. But the thing is, though, it's just because there's still these old generation of Steeler fans. Once the old generation washes through, we'll realize this is just a game. You don't want to see anyone's life ruined because of the game they're playing. There was an old school mindset maybe about 10 years ago, and I think it's turning around now. The NFL's noticing it.
But are the fans, because you...
It's not about the fans. The fans aren't playing.
It's always about the fans.
In a way, it's about the fans, but at the same time, it's about the people on the field who are entertaining the fans.
Oh, absolutely. But same mind state, the fans are basically the make and break of the system.
Not anymore. Science is. Once you see this movie Concussion that comes out, and they break down what's actually going on with...
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind that concussions are serious.
Yeah, that's what's dictating it now, because there's so many lawsuits from the concussions that the NFL's not even worried about with the fans. They're like... They've lost so much money because of lawsuits from concussions. So the fans are second to that right now. That's the severity of consequences from not paying attention from concussions. It's making an impact. And seeing the protocols today, just like in the Steeler game earlier, you are seeing it. They're really taking it serious. So. Even if the player was just like, because when Blake... When they took him out, he was like, what's going on? He had no clue, you know? Then they showed the replay what happened, and they had to take him. He didn't have a say. Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy to see.
This is every game, every team?
Yep, they have somebody on the camera, and they could just signal to the referee. Referee stops the game, and they take the player out. Yeah, it's crazy. First time I've seen it, so.
You put one of them concussion people on the thing, on the payroll, and be like, yeah, it looked like Tom Brady, you might have took elbow to the helmet. Like, you need to check him out.
But that's going to be too hard to do because there's going to be people on both sides of that.
Oh, they're going to start sending players over there. Like, oh, yeah, make sure you hit his head.
So, not like that. Not take this dude out on purpose, but...
No, they do like, just tap it just a little bit just so he can get looked
at. In the game, it's just too much money for some outside dude to affect it. Like, to take Tom Brady out, his own, you know how much... Who's it? Not Robert. Robert Kraft is with... I don't keep thinking Robert Kraft. I can't remember the New England owner. But those owners have too much money. You're not going to mess up the game without having a legit reason. You know what I'm saying? So no outside source is going to affect that. You got to think. Players have like $35 million checks. There's a dude that signs those checks. You know how much that guy's worth. So.
That's
very true.
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be you. None of those medical dudes want to mess, take on an owner. And really not have the legit reason to take somebody out of a game. That'll be trouble. And then you got to start watching where you go at nights. Nobody wants to. But yeah, man.
That is a good thing that they were taking things more serious.
Yeah. But what's... I got that councilman. Let's talk about that councilman tweet. I think that was pretty okay. Funny thing.
So, I was talking to Darnell before we started the podcast. I was telling him that I read an article in one about this councilman in Toronto that just thought it was necessary to put out a tweet towards Meek Mill. And it happened once they released the Forbes Hip Hop Cash Kings list for 2015. And Drake was listed number 3 for $39.5 million. They had Diddy on there at $60 million, Jay-Z for $56 million, and even all the way down to $20 million for Macklemore and Ryan Lewis for $5.5 million. Well, the councilman for Toronto put out a tweet, said, "Where you at, Meek Mills?" And it didn't even say where you at, it's where you at. And for him to be like taking shots at, you know, Meek Mill, it's just like,
is that, him backing Drake though?
That's what, yeah, that is. That's definitely him backing Drake. But that's also, I don't know if you heard the song with Future and Drake. Where your ass was at when I was well, that's like a statement in itself.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand why it was even necessary to call him out or try to reignite flames. Got little kids coming over here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think it's pretty funny, just because it's like, what is he doing in law, getting involved with rappers? that shows you how connected everything is nowadays, though. Like, a councilman could hop on social media and make noise about a rapper, you know? That's pretty funny.
This is a song.
Okay.
But the thing is, like,
did you hear that? I heard they put out a mixtape together.
I didn't listen to it. I'm not, look, man, I'm not the biggest Drake fan. I'm really not the biggest Future fan.
I'm not a Future fan at all.
I don't know what he's talking about half the time.
Same, man. Same. And then all the songs sound similar.
They do. I'm just like, man, that's not rap, dog.
Yeah. You know what? I listened to Fetty Wap's joint.
I bet it was hard.
It was hard the first time I listened to it.
What?
The second time around, it was just kind of like, all these songs sound a little similar. He got that sound to him. Yeah, that is like, makes everything sound such like it's the same thing, pretty much. But there's some good tracks on there. There's some good tracks. I like them too, man.
You see he got into a motorcycle accident?
Oh, no. Dang.
Yeah,
serious?
What's
he doing?
They pulled him.
Is he allowed to ride a motorcycle?
Why? Because he got one eye?
Yeah, because he got one eye.
That's not a rule.
I feel like you would have to.
You need two eyes?
I guess you would need two eyes. But I just feel, I don't know. It just seems like it's dangerous.
Jab turkey.
Nah, man, it just seems dangerous.
Because he got one eye.
He still can see, though. That's no good.
He's so wrong. He overstopped winking.
I'm trying to see how well I can see with one eye. How much of a disability is
where
it?
Your eyes was at.
Dang. So is he cool though?
He was responsive whenever the ambulance came. They
that sucks, man.
They put him on like a gurney, put him back in the ambulance. But that was just him like not follow protocol, like what you're supposed to do. So there was, I guess, there was a car in front of him, and he tried to like cut around him.
Uh-huh.
And there was a car coming in like oncoming traffic. Ooh. That he couldn't see.
Oh man!
So
he went off the He went like, it wasn't like two lanes. He went on the other side of the road.
This is just off the article I was reading.
Dang.
But I'm just like, yeah, homie, like that shit happens. Like, you will get hit if you go in the oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
If you try to go around a vehicle and you can't see shit.
Yeah, that's extreme, man.
I mean, I do the shit, but I definitely I give myself extra space. I have to actually be able to see around a vehicle before I go around it.
Did you see the new thing they're gonna start putting on trucks? Like, say it's a big truck, it's gonna have a video that's on the back of the truck, so you can see what's in front of the truck.
Huh?
Yeah. So you know how people always try to get around big trucks, so you can actually see what the truck sees, like what's in front of the truck, what's on side of it. So there's gonna be like video footage playing on back of it, like an 18-wheeler, so you can.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, just because no matter how many accidents there are, people are still going to try. So that's good for just safety in the long run. But yeah, man.
I started watching that Game of Thrones this morning.
Okay.
Like, I just cracked it open.
Make past the first season? The first season's tough, man.
I'm like 5-6 episodes in.
Yeah, once you get past the first, then the second season will be easy to watch. But you need the first.
The thing is, you told me that the first season was rough. I actually like it.
Oh, okay. I wasn't a huge fan of it. Not until like the... Because then you know what the problem was? They kept skipping the battles. Did you get to any of the battle scenes yet?
I'm not even so much about the... Yeah, I haven't really got any like battle scenes at all. Mm-hmm. They're doing a lot of character building.
Okay.
And I like the dialogue. I like the dramatic effect of, I don't know, the scandal behind it. I'm willing to do this to kill you.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in no deep battle for me. I feel like Spartacus fulfilled that part of my life.
Yeah. But got enough battle.
Yeah, but so you seen every season so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So what had me taken so far is when little homie was like climbing the building and he peeked in.
Whoa.
And he seen like a dude like smashing off his sister. And he like, yo, I was like, what the hell? Like, at first I didn't understand. I just knew she was the queen. I was still putting the characters together.
Yeah.
It wasn't until like a couple episodes later that I was like, oh shit, that's a problem. I was like, maybe you shouldn't have thrown him off, but yeah. I can almost see why. I'm not trying to. But he literally threw that kid, like, I don't know how far that was.
Man.
Yeah. It was like Fab Stories, yeah. He threw a kid out the window.
Stop! Stop!
Are you completely mad?
He saw us.
Yeah, it's alright. It's alright.
He saw us!
I heard you the first time. Quite the little climb, aren't you?
How old are you, boy?
10.
10. The things I do for love.
Did he say something before he did it too? He said something. I remember.
Things I do for love. like, homie, you just threw a 10-year-old out the window.
Oh, bloody. But yeah, man, that is a crazy season, though, just because I don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah, don't say nothing.
So I don't know what to talk about because I don't know what episode it was on.
Yeah, you don't know how deep you actually were in.
Right. So I'll just let you get caught up. But it's all the shows are starting up again. The League started up.
Yep, I've been watching that.
Okay, I haven't watched any of that yet. Final season, so that's, man, that's going to be rough.
Hello, winner.
Andre, I am going to savage you this week. I am going to take each one of your pre-existing holes and fill it with my seed.
I want to see.
Oh, no, honey. Daddy's doing adult talk.
And then invite my infant son in to go potty inside of you like you're a rest stop bathroom.
Blimey.
No.
Nobody will hear your screams of
agony.
You guys
hearing this?
Andre, I'm going to take my hand, stick it inside of you, and then open it like a baseball mitt. And then
So you know why you're here in HR. OK?
Getting a raise?
You are not allowed to use company email or software to deliver your personal disgusting messages.
This was actually just rehearsing my closing arguments for an upcoming case.
Where in the court of law do you use the phrase, let me get this right, balls deep?
Well, if you must know, Mr. Swall, we're representing a children's playground consortium. Number of children drowned in a ball pit. We're wondering how deep is balls deep?
They were up to their mouth in balls.
Yes, they were balls deep.
Really?
I'm going to take a razor blade and slice from your taint to your ball sack and then open it up like a taco.
Disgusting.
Years from now, they're going to think that's poetry.
Hey, yo, the writer for the league had must have written like two or three different ways for it to go.
Oh, okay.
Because these mugs are up to date.
Yeah.
Like currently up to date.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, what is it considered? I can't remember what the name of the script. It's actually based on the NFL. Like,
no, I know it's based off the NFL, yeah. But it's based off of information we just got like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, dang. It's kind of like, you remember, what was like that? South Park? South Park was, they do their stuff like week to week almost. Their stuff would be using the weekly news, you know?
I don't watch South Park.
Yeah.
I'm not really, it's not really
I used to, when I was younger, I was into it.
Did you really?
But yeah, their stuff was like week to week almost. It was crazy. But the league, I can't remember what it's considered, the script, the style of script it is. It's kind of like, I want to say mock script or something. I don't know, I can't remember the name, but it's like, yeah, it changes. It's not
okay.
It's not set in stone.
Yeah, because they definitely was just like, yeah, Tom Brady started first game. I was just like, that was like last week.
Right.
So why do y'all know that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. Yeah, that's one of the best shows that came out in the past 3 years.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, man. That's some of the best characters, funniest people. You're fresh off the boats back on. I thought that got canceled for some reason because I haven't heard any talks about it. That was my favorite show last year. I was about to be sad.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah. The Last Man on Earth. Did you check that out?
I did try it out, yeah.
That joint's funny. That's coming back on tonight. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You try that out?
Nah, I know you told me that's your show, too. You said it was real funny.
Yeah. There's actually some comedians in that, so. A lot of good shows to watch. Just gotta find some.
That's
time
a good
to
problem to have.
Yeah, right.
So, in the meantime, I do watch. Was a Big Bang Theory.
You can check it out.
And just squeeze those in. I've been watching Impact.
Oh, all right. How many episodes? That's just only one weekend.
Yeah, one episode.
I can tell how far that is by the messages on Facebook. My timeline on Facebook. That's always up to date. That, How to Get Away
Walking
with Dead. Murder, Walking Dead. Did you check out Fear of the Walking, the spinoff?
No. Did you?
I haven't, but I heard good things about it.
I heard it was good, but I heard they did the zombies different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like on how you're infected, like when you turn.
Right. So, yeah, I'll probably get out a chance tonight. I'll check that out just to see what it's about.
When's the Walking Dead coming back?
I don't know. I'm wondering if they're going to focus on this before. No, Walking Dead, I think, comes back now, next month, I think. So they got two. That's too much zombie shows. You only need one zombie show.
Look, man, Future's still playing. What is he saying?
Okay, that's the way to go, man. It's Monday.
Look, that's exactly what he sounds like. Yeah. I'm not
his concert's gotta be the worst.
Like the fans can't even sing along.
Yeah, it's just gone.
Nobody knows the words to your songs. Nobody.
Just mumbles.
But yeah, man. Blah 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 blah.
But any shows you're looking forward to? I guess.
What, to come back or?
Yeah,
Marsh come back. Suits.
Suits, oh, okay. I gotta finish up on Suits.
Suits is on their half season right now. Like,
Season break.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get caught up. I'm a couple episodes in. I gotta get caught up on that. Yeah, that's the show, man. I love that. That show takes me to a different place when I watch it, man. How they do all the fancy stuff and
you finish things. You finished Narcos yet?
No, I got 2 episodes left. See, there's way too much TV, man. I don't know how anybody keeps up with all these shows. You can only pick a couple.
Oh, yeah. I can only do like 1 or 2 at a time.
Yeah, there's way too much, man. And the thing is, they're high-quality shows, too. That's the thing. It's not like these are crappy shows. They're all...
I want to watch...
all dope shows.
Was it the Bastard, Son of the Butcher, or something like that? It's the new FX show. It's the same writer that they have for Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, okay. What's the dude that was in that? What show is he going to be in? I know he's supposed to be in a new show.
He may be in that one.
Supposed like the drug dealer.
You talking about the one that played Jax Teller?
Yeah.
Like Charlie Hunnam?
Yeah, there's supposed to be another big show coming around.
And it's windy as hell out here.
Yeah, it's actually gotta go. It's so windy. Shorts on.
What else you got on that list?
Actually got, I should have talked about this when I talked about my fitness search. But I spent a lot of money on nut butters.
I'm not following this at all.
I did some research on some nut butters. Like
nutter butters?
No, like nut butters.
That don't
cashew
sound.
Cashew butters.
Is this like sex grease or something like that?
Sunflower seed butter. Almond butter. So I've been trying to find some healthy butters. So,
to cook with?
Using my shakes. Nah, just to add to stuff.
You put butter to yogurt. Shakes?
Yeah, like a protein shake. Remember a peanut butter protein shake? Might be the best thing.
I don't do protein shakes, man. I don't do, like, I honestly just don't do anything from GNC at all. I'm an all-natural type dude.
All right, here's the thing. Whey protein is natural.
You know what's natural? Meat.
That's where it comes
veggies.
From.
Veggies. I don't want anything that comes from it. I just want what
you know
it is.
That's his natural nuts. Peanuts. Peanuts
what
are natural.
What do you think with nuts right now?
That's what I'm talking about. You're saying they're actually, it's actually a healthy source of nutrition.
I just ate a bag of sunflower seeds.
A healthy source
delicious.
Of nutrition. Yeah, those seeds are actually good for you.
The cracked pepper on it.
Yeah, good source of vitamin E.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was drinking 2% milk.
So, yeah. I'm,
not at the same time.
Look up... I want
butter.
To eat this or not that. Eat this, not that.
Is that a site. Website?
Yeah.
.com?
I don't know if it's eatthisnotthat.com. But, yeah, they make, like, books, and they show you, if you go to McDonald's, what's good to eat and what's not good to eat. They go
I don't
through,
trust
like, all
them.
The, they go through all the fast food stuff.
I don't trust them. I don't trust his website, Jerome. If you're telling me to go to fast food,
it's not telling you to go food if you go to fast food.
Nah, I don't trust it.
Why wouldn't you trust it? It's
why do you
it's
trust
actually because it's actually they use legit scientists from different universities. It's not like they're saying go to these places. They're saying if you go to these places, it's not like fast food's the only thing they do it on. They do it on different. Types of peanut butters. If you see like different type of milks, different type of yogurts, you know how like Danone got different type of yogurts, they got Greek yogurts, they got yogurts with fruit in it. They actually show you what yogurt is actually healthy and what they're putting in it and if it's actually nutritious stuff. If they're adding too much sugar, if they're not adding enough sugar, if they're using too much saturated fats being added. It's just they break down everything. So just so you can get the best, even if you're about to do something bad, go to Taco Bell, you can get the best out of it. That's all they do.
Taco Bell's terrible all the way around, 1,000%. There's nothing good at Taco Bell.
But the thing is, what
they
do
on a scale of
1
to 10, you're 10. You're terrible.
If you're going to go, get this, not that. That's what it's based on. It's based on, all right, you're going to do something bad.
Here's a best of the
best route.
Best of the worst.
Yeah. If you're going to go bad, here's a decent route to go.
So, and they break down everything.
If you're going to rob this, rob banks, rob this.
Yeah, right.
They
this
have
has
the
less
best
security. This is, that's pretty much what it is. What's the best route to go with any type of thing? What is anything you, type of cookies you like? They actually break down like Oreo cookies.
My thing is, I'm not going to go and buy another type of cookie if I like that cookie.
But it's
like
just at that shows point, you I've what is wrong that, with that cookie based on what is good about another cookie.
What's wrong with it right. is never going to outweigh okay, how good that cookie
but,
is.
All right, you're not worried about your health in that sense, but since the way I'm trying to use it is for health purposes. All right, if I eat Oreo cookies, I'm going to just eat Oreo cookies. I'm not worried about the health, but I wanted to know about the health of the peanut butter I wanted to use. This is why I went to the site. I'm not trying to go, say, destroy other Oreo cookies or bad foods. I'm just saying the reason I went to the site was to help my research on okay. the nut butters I wanted to get. So,
what was your conclusion on these nut butters?
That there's actually some good cashew butters, almond butters, and sunflower seed butters, which I've never even heard of.
Sounds like these would be options at a massage parlor. Like, what would you like to be wrapped down with? Cashew butter?
It's a little thicker than the almond butter.
Almond butter?
But
pistachio butter.
I've been familiar with almond butter. I use almond butter a lot in my shakes. Yeah, I do protein shakes.
I know you're a GNC guy.
No, I'm not a GNC guy. I don't go to GNC.
I know that you take whatever's in those big jars.
Yeah,
I just classify it as GNC. GNC. You can get it from Walgreens. But GNC.
I used to big jar stuff with the powders in it. Whey protein is like the main thing I use. That's in those big jars. And they have like different flavors. I got this flavor right now. It's cake batter flavor.
You're so fat. It's so fat. It's like I knew my drink tastes like cake.
I can't eat the whole cake, but I can get a little hint of it. A little hint of cake in my shakes, you know.
So who said you can't have your cake and eat it too?
right. So yeah. So I got all these.
Cake milkshake.
I used to work at Cold Stone. I used to make the meanest cake milkshakes. You used to have like yellow cake, like actual yellow cake, and we had cake batter ice cream. Whew. Talk about my fat days. Oh man.
Hey Darnell, you can't get married, dog.
Why not?
Y'all gonna have a wedding cake. You be like, no. This is my wedding cake. Right. Your wedding cake over there.
Yeah, we're gonna
and I'm gonna have a piece of that.
Ain't doing no red velvet. That's the thing. Be white and yellow on my joint. You know what I'm saying?
But you gonna have your own cake, like, you know, they put like the bride and groom on top. Nah, you just gonna be like, I'm gonna put the groom
cake we mush,
on
we're
top of like, the
hey,
cake.
We ain't wasting none of my cake. We'll waste your cake on the mush, the face mushing moment. But
they were like, Darnell, it's time to dance. I'm eating cake right now.
Right.
They didn't even serve dinner. I'm eating cake right now.
But yeah, man, I can make some mean shakes. And but the thing is, I want to make sure they're kind of healthy, you know. So I got some yogurts. I got some Greek yogurts. I got some healthy cashew.
I would say about cashew butter.
Cashew butter is dumb expensive. It's the most expensive butter. Like for like a regular size peanut butter jar, it's like $14.
I'll be real with you. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it before. I don't even know where to get it.
You gotta go to like market districts, you know, those fancy Whole Foods or something. The fancier places. But it's expensive. And I haven't tasted it yet. I bought it, but I haven't tasted it. I cracked open the almond butter, and I cracked open the. I actually bought some peanut butter. Some healthy peanut butter. It was just Smucker's. Smucker's actually, because I want to eat this, not that, it actually showed Smucker's actually has a healthy portion of peanut butters. So I actually got it. Mixed that in my shake. Made something delicious.
I stick to Jif.
I just Jif.
Jif creamy. That's it. That's the only peanut butter I do. That's only, if I do butter, it's country crock. If I do the peanut butter,
I do
Jif.
Jif is delicious, yeah. Jif is perfect.
I think you being too complicated.
Yeah, you gotta be. If you really wanna get involved with your fitness level and your health, you gotta be conscious of what you're putting into your body. So you gotta pay attention to the little things. So yeah, I'm just cracking down on the little things. That's all. So, yeah, man, it's a fun process, actually, just to actually see your calorie count and actually pay attention to how much calories you need to feel energized. To have an understanding of that is a different type of power.
I have other thrills in life. That is not among them.
I gotta say it's a thrill. It's just like I'm getting like, oh yeah,
ooh, calorie
count right here.
Rubbing
son.
Your hands together like Birdman, licking your lips
it's
like
it's
LL.
It's nothing like that, man. But it's just cool to pay attention to. You know, it's, you are what you eat, they say. So it's cool to pay attention to. You know,
I took a nutrition class.
Yeah, I've never taken a nutrition class.
It was very informative. It made me feel bad about myself. I was just like, damn, man, I'm a monster. Like,
right.
I mean, I just literally just lift up dumpsters and just go in. Like,
yeah, that's how I am, man. I'm trying to get better with that. You
look, man, as far as my diet goes, I just buy everything I like eating, but on the more healthier end. And I don't Google search or eat this, not that.
Right, right, right.
Like I said, I have my shoulders, my lamb shoulders, okay. My lamb legs.
Yeah, if you're eating natural, like, if you eat natural stuff, you don't have to worry. You
know? I buy Granny Smith's apples.
If it wasn't live, it's good.
I like the green ones. Yeah. And I buy organic apples.
Oh, okay. You know, I want to get some Honeycrisp apples, because those are in season right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know how those things are made, but they are the best apples ever. So sweet and delicious. And I want to try to make some smoothies with those.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They say was it Italy or France? Or somewhere over there in Europe where how they their communities work, they buy whatever's in season.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, so if, you know, that's how they keep their society like growing and how they only buy what's in season.
Right, right.
So if
right.
you know, if it's strawberry time, or if you know there's only like a certain type of, you know, apples that they're growing, that's what's in season. That's what they're
keep
buying.
The economy strong, so they ain't getting stuff when blueberries go out of season.
Exactly.
They're not ordering them from another country, get them shipped in. That's uh-huh. That's pretty cool. That makes you enjoy things more too. If you just only had it during the season that was available. You know how much,
like the McRib.
What is up with the McRib?
Did it's ever, back.
Did you like it? Did you ever have to?
No.
I can't remember a good memory of McRib.
No, I don't think I've ever had a McRib.
I don't know.
But
if I, have
I like
either.
The thrill of the McRib being
here. I can remember they
here.
Had those like McRib things at schools and the school lunches. I can't remember them not being that good.
Yeah, we had those. I love those. I just poured barbecue sauce all on the things.
I don't remember them being like, I can't wait to
get
that thing again.
Nah. Yeah. That was hot pack, cold pack days.
Right?
You can't still get hot packs and cold packs?
I really don't know anything about what's going on with the school lunches nowadays. Hey, puppy. What's up, doggy? Exploring. Yeah, definitely need to get me gotta find a neighbor that has a dog so I can take out. I want to hang out with a dog every once in a while.
Doing some dog dating now?
Yeah, do a little, have a little walk, you know, make a dog friend. I need a dog friend.
I know Mike Vick has a...
I need a dog to walk around the neighborhood, you know, do a little, go play fetch, you know. Part-time. I don't want a full-time dog. I don't want a dog, but...
A part-time dog.
Part-time. Just 2 days a week, you know. Do a little walking, a little fetching.
I do miss my dog a little bit. Yeah. I miss having dogs.
I never had a dog, so...
But, and the spot I'm at now actually allows me to have dogs. I'm just not home enough to give them the...
Yeah, right. That's
give them the discipline and the love and the training they need.
Yeah.
To act appropriately.
Yeah.
Can't be
right.
mad if they turn up the whole crib.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's not cool to keep
I
a dog.
I didn't teach you not to tear up the whole crib.
Yeah. It's not cool.
And then if they don't get to go all sad, boom, right on the floor. Or if you was like I was, they did it on the pool table.
The pool table?
Right on the pool table.
Your dog?
So I rented a house back when I moved out of my mom's house. It's like a 3-bedroom, had a basement and whatnot. We had 2 pits, me and my roommate. We come home, we had somebody watching the spot. And he was coming over there, you know, taking him for a walk, letting him outside, stuff like that. So we thought. We come home. Ellie, there's just shit everywhere.
Probably because it was green.
Huh?
The pool table was green. Maybe it reminded him of grass.
How would they even know?
Dogs aren't colorblind.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They actually, new studies have come out. They don't have as many...
Because we don't have... Because we got HD TVs, now they got HDS.
We have more receptor cones than they do or something like that. So they can see colors, just as not as many as we can. I heard this cool thing on Radiolab. You know who has the most color receptors? Butterflies. Butterflies has 15 different cones. We have 3. They have 15. They can see colors we can't even imagine.
I don't give a damn what a butterfly sees.
I'm just saying, there was confusion about dogs being colorblind or something. They just can't see all the colors we can see.
Anytime somebody say there's new studies, there's always new studies to prove that study wrong.
True, it's going to prove that they can actually see more colors. They can. The thing is that's known is that they can see colors. We just don't know how many colors they can see. That's going to be set in stone. That's not going to change. What can change is how many colors they can see. I'm sure that would change.
Maybe that dog was just gifted. Maybe that dog they just stayed doing was the miracle dog. Yeah. That dog was just blessed with.
They did this cool thing though. They actually can put color receptors into you. They did this little thing on. They used like it's kind of sad to say they used the gorillas.
Oh, why is it sad? Because it's gorillas. Because
they. Doing studies on animals, you know, but
they do studies on rats all the time. Are they not animals?
Yeah, but there's so many rats.
Oh, because there's so many. Oh.
Yeah, there's some has to be sacrificed for science. I'm okay.
Wow.
I'm serious. There's billions of rats, man.
You're not religious billions. At all.
No, I'm not. No. You think there should be no sacrifices for
far as like just doing. Testing on animals. There's no like activist group against that about doing tests on rats. Oh, they're so disgusting. Because you don't like them.
I don't think they're disgusting. I think it's a animal that we won't damage its reproduction in history. There never will be a time where it's just going to be a close to extinction of rats. We're just going to be like worries that rats may go extinct.
I don't think that's more or less the problem. I don't like the fact that we just pick and choose what animals we will do tests on.
So you don't think there should be any tests? It should be all voluntary, like human volunteers. That should be the only testing? Or you think that's too risky?
It is risky, but it wouldn't even be so bad if we didn't have so many products out there.
To be tested? Yeah, that's true.
You think about all the makeup lines that's out there, even like simple stuff like lotion. I'm using chapstick right now.
But what about cancer research? You don't care about that?
There's a reason why we have cancer. And it's because of the products that we're taking. That they tested on other things and said, oh, it's okay. So there's a reason why, you know, this stuff is going on.
Yeah, but cancer's been around forever before a lot of the products. But
we also used to live longer.
Is that true?
Before, according to the Bible, people used to live damn near hundreds of years. Opposed to... What's like 65, 70 right now?
Mm-hmm. But man, I don't wanna go after your. There's no factual evidence of that.
It's a book. Look, how could there be more factual evidence? That's when everybody's dead.
We can't.
You can't go
it.
Back on that.
That's when. How do we know it's true?
How do we know he went to the moon? How do we know he landed on the moon? Because they told us, right?
Yeah, but that's
because they show us stuff on TV, right?
But that's, I mean, based on that's either if we landed on the moon or didn't. What importance is that?
What do you mean? That this is very important.
Nah, based all right. If you're thinking about like age of human race and how long we live and how healthy we live, it's more important to have factual based information on that than it is if someone landed on the moon or not.
So you don't think the Bible's based on any type of facts at all?
It's hard to say.
I mean, for goodness sake, we got in God We Trust in the dollar.
That's true, because the country was a Christian-based country. That's going to happen.
Christian-based, Christianity, Christ. Yeah, it sort of keeps going back to the same place where that Babel thing comes from.
Yeah, but that's how the country was built. But now we have modern science that's allowing us to figure out what's really going on with our bodies. Not just...
But we've also created a lot of things since
then.
The thing
is, it's a book written by people.
Isn't everything else written by people?
But it's studies shown and backed by science and legit reports.
So there was not scientists back then? We had...
There was philosophers. There wasn't science done based... It's... How would you know? It's the Bible. What science is used in the Bible?
Maybe it's because...
What information from science is used in the Bible?
Oh no, I'd have to think.
Isn't it just stories told in the Bible?
Just stories. A lot of philosophy. There are stories.
Alright, what science-based stuff?
There wasn't really science back then.
Alright, so you're saying there's no scientists back then?
That's a hard thing to...
Yes, yeah, we wouldn't know.
My thing is, science to me is testing products, is chemical imbalance. When I think of back then, I think of everything being natural. Mm. I think of us not needing chemicals.
Right.
Or needing, oh, well, you're cold, you use fur. You use wool. You use, skin.
Right.
You use logs to burn a fire. They wasn't using gas to heat homes. Everything was natural.
Right.
So far as actually running scientific facts, so well, statistics show that if you run gas in your house, you would be exposed to these many chemicals. That's where science comes in for me.
Right.
Now, as far as what they had to actually look into back then, I'm sure there was trial and error. Like, okay, well, there's a certain amount of time we're allowed to have this meat sit down.
But
so they ran tests as far as that's concerned.
So you believe people live to 160?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because everything we're eating now is all fast paced. We don't grow animals and grow food like we did back then. The water that we're drinking now is basically recycled water over and over and over over the lifetime of the earth.
Right.
Back then, that's, I don't know, 20,000 times purer than what we're drinking now.
I get so confused about the timeline of the Bible. Because I always think about, I don't know what came first. Was the Roman days before the Christian Bible or what?
The Roman
days? Caesar?
Was Caesar
before or after?
Caesar was there during the time of Jesus.
During the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Caesar didn't live that long. He was murdered then. I don't know. I Yes, I guess. You know what?
Don't quote me on that one.
But this is something that's hard to think about. I just can't imagine. But obviously, no one was alive back then, so who really knows, man?
Yeah, because we can sit here and say,
yeah, we can just talk about. No one knows. It's an argument that can't be won either way.
But when I think of us living in forests, like natural fruits, vegetables, how we harvest our fruits, how we raise the stock for farming.
You know something back then too? There was like a way smaller population.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like sick people died fast.
Absolutely.
So it was like only the strong survived, you know. So the healthiest people were alive, you know.
And yeah, they had medicine and cures for stuff back then. That's based off of, I want to say, trial and error, not so much science. Mm. But if when you got factors like that involved, yeah, they had to figure out what stuff was working.
Cool. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I guess we got completely off subject.
What do you mean?
But it was like running studies on animals.
But that's
what I think it's important just because it is what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's so messed up now. You got to create a defense for it, and it sucks to say we got to sacrifice an animal. And it got to be rats, man. Just because their population is so crazy, there's like certain animals that if we didn't manage them, they would just get out of control. There's certain creatures, like I can't remember what. There's places where they have to kill off the wolves, because the wolf population gets so crazy that they literally have to take matters into their own hands, because they'll just take over. You know, like here in Pennsylvania, we actually have a deer issue.
We do.
There's certain animals that the way they reproduce can actually cause trouble.
I'm gonna put this on Newton's law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Mm-hmm. So for the fact that we're no longer hunters, mm-hmm. we don't hunt for our food. We just go to the store and buy.
Cooks
and the animals that we have out there, the animals that we eat now, are basically brought down a chicken, pig, cow, duck. I mean, this is mainstream, of what we consume on a regular basis, and we consume it in mass quantities. Mass quantities.
I always think about chicken. How many? Remember that one time did we go eat get wings? And we talked about like how many chickens it took to make this little platter we had. It's just crazy to think about.
Oh, it's about to get.
Yeah, it's about to come.
I think we gotta wrap this up. Yeah. But we'll continue this conversation next time.
If we remember.
Yeah, it's about to storm on us.
Yeah, it's sprinkling right now. So,
we're gonna get on out of here. Thanks again for listening.
And check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher.
We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. 56 the ground, probably 100 grand though. Man, I swear she love it how she worked the damn pole. With the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let it go. And I get high with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah, yeah. And I get high with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I can ride with my baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby. Hit the strip with my trap queen, cause all we know is bands. I might just snatch up a Ferrari, I buy my boo a lamb. I might just snatch up a necklace, drop a couple on a ring. She ain't wanting for nothing because I got her everything. And I'm up in the bando with a Nero that can go. Remy boys got to stand up. Counting the bands though, how far can your fans go? 30 walk, I'm living 50,000 K high. with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. I could ride with my baby. I'd be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah, nah, nah. Or I get high with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah, yeah. And I could ride with my baby. I'd be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, like, hello. Seen your pretty eyes as soon as you came in the door. I just want to chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my soul. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing below. Oh, she my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch our fast and bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. 50, 60 grand, 500 grand though. Oh man, I swear she love it, how she worked the damn pole. With the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope, you know backwards what I roll. Let me boy fat, he eating up, that's for sure. I'll run in your house, then I'll fuck your hoe. Remy boys are nothing, Remy, Remy boys are. Oh, I get high with my baby. I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby now. And I could ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby. Nah, nah, nah. When I get high with my baby, I just hit them all, I'm getting fly with my baby now. And I could ride with my baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby now. We're 1738. Got a sack for Esther Rowe. 1738.
That's it. That was a.